It's Monday, May 14th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo secured their release in Pyongyang, North Korea, the three American Christians who had been imprisoned gave Vice President Mike Pence a note during their meeting early Thursday morning, reports the Christian Post. Pence said on Facebook, quote, "It was an amazing moment I'll never forget when three Americans stepped onto the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews and gave me a signed personal note with Psalm 126 on the back. To these men of faith and courage, God bless you and welcome home," end quote. Psalm 126, 1 through 3 says, "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Last Friday, AT&T ousted its top lobbyist, Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's personal attorney, saying it was a quote-unquote big mistake after paying Cohen $50,000 per month for a year, totaling $600,000, reports Reuters. Drugmaker Novartis said on Wednesday it had a $1.2 million contract with Cohen's firm, Essential Consultants, but soon realized their agreement was a mistake as well. Democrat Maxine Waters of California, an African-American congresswoman, does not want to hear any talk about making America great, especially if it's coming from a straight white man, reports the American Mirror. Waters went off the rails at a recent House debate.